BBC Holby City, starring Jimmy Akinbola as Malik, Catherine Russell as Serena, Rosie Marcel as Jack, and Michael Thompson as Johnny. Kids Stuff, written by Joe Ainsworth. Previously...
I just thought I should show some remorse.
If you're going to wuss out, let me do the talking. Got it?
And then this woman comes in with a Jedi mind trick and then pow! She practically had her apologising to me.
We've met already.
I can't have blacked that out.
I want the best for Dan. Okay, the best schools, the best education, and I want the best for us. I want you to be happy. I want us to be a family.
Give up my free afternoon to observe a procedure I've done before as a favour to a jumped-up nurse who lied to get me into the sack.
You okay?
Yeah, shut up.
Malik saunters towards the hospital, listening to music through his headphones. A car's coming up behind him. As he watches Serena walking briskly up to the main entrance, the car careers into him.
My baby, please, my little boy!
Oh, you almost killed me!
I need help!
What happened?
Get a doctor!
I am a doctor.
Look at his back!
Can we get a stretcher here? Give it to me.
No!
Please.
I'll take
all right. Nice and slow. Easy.
It's gonna be okay, Troy. I promise. He was messing around by the railway line with his mate.
What have you got? Still trying to find out.
They were picking something and it exploded.
Do they still have detonators on the track?
Shouldn't we take him to the ED?
What? Will he be given to a student doctor who'll refer him up to us?
Why don't you put it like that?
Need to get him straight up to ITU, page Dan Hamilton.
Your new boss is not going to be happy about this.
It won't be a problem.
How'd you get the limp?
Don't ask.
Jack spots Johnny smiling at her.
What are you smirking at?
Just looking forward to the day ahead.
Any bit of it in particular?
Well, that depends.
On?
You.
And why is that?
Just thought we might be able to get together to discuss the state of the NHS at some point.
Oh, did you now?
Couldn't sleep last night for worrying about it.
Really?
So?
What?
Can you make a window, or...?
Oh, you'll just have to wait and see, won't you?
Why hasn't he come too?
Why don't you take a seat, Shirley?
I don't want a seat.
All Mrs. Payne wants us to know that her son's going to be all right.
Exactly.
Wasn't he conscious when you found him?
He blacked out on his way to the car.
Why didn't you call an ambulance?
I wasn't waiting an hour for some ambulance to turn up.
Right, sorry. Excuse me. Thank you.
He said he couldn't feel his legs.
One, two, three.
And this is at the site of the accident?
Yeah.
Was he immobilised on arrival?
Shell carried him from the car onto a trolley.
Right.
She insisted.
Not gonna die, is he?
Get him straight in for a CT scan of the whole spine, C-spine, chest and pelvis x-rays.
Okay.
And get Mr. Hamilton to take a look at that leg.
Wouldn't he be better off in here?
If I thought so, I'd say so.
Jack comes to find Hanson in the boardroom.
Ah, Miss Naylor.
You page me?
Yes.
Working on a presentation?
Holiday snaps.
Oh.
Reordering them by date.
I see.
Have an uncle staying this weekend.
Right.
He's very big on chronology.
What can I do for you?
You remember applying for funding for an overseas research trip?
To LMSF.
Congenital pectus anomalies.
Well, that was more than a year ago.
All things come to she who waits.
What?
The Trust have agreed to fund a 6-week placement.
In San Francisco?
Unless the college have relocated to Ashby de la Zouche.
When?
They'd like you to fly out at the weekend.
You're joking?
The timing's a matter of fiscal expediency.
Oh, they've got a chunk of budget they need to throw at someone.
Is that a no?
It's just short notice, that's all.
Well, for someone with no family, no commitments.
Well, when you put it like that.
You'll be on paid leave as of tomorrow.
Right.
What do you say?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cheers. I'll send him down. Never felt a thing.
Good. It's all part of the service.
To Malik.
If only they were all like him.
Excuse me, old son. Yeah?
Any shots of Cadging a newspaper? I missed the chap with the trolley.
Look, you're going to have to ask a nurse.
Oh, no, of course. I can see how busy you are. But if you do happen to spot a spare copy of the Times lying about?
Right.
Terribly kind. Oh, stand by your beds.
Mr. Malik.
Troy Kane's tests are booked.
Good.
Looking radiant as ever, Miss Campbell.
All for your benefit, Mr. Fitch.
She's such a beautiful liar.
A word.
He's Master's voice.
Everything okay?
Yes, no, I just wanted to congratulate you on your subversion of the admissions procedure. Sometimes you have to grab the proverbial by the horns and do what you think is right.
Yeah.
Oh, just one thing.
What?
Don't spread it around that you chucked the rule book out of the window.
It was just a one-off.
Must have been a tough call, letting her carry the child onto the trolley herself.
She was hysterical.
I know. But with those kind of spinal injuries...
I couldn't stop her.
I'd hate to see you exposed to any kind of liability.
Miss Campbell, that won't happen.
Some people only need the sniff of a claim and they're onto the nearest ambulance chaser.
She's a mother worried about her kid.
Yes, no, I'm sure you're right. Top job all round.
Jack comes in, whistling.
You're sitting pleased with yourself.
That's because I am.
Any particular reason?
I'm going to California.
Ah. Finally making that trip to Disney.
LMSF.
Only asked.
Lakeside Medical College, San Francisco.
I know.
It's a research trip.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and the Trust are picking up the tab.
So, how long are you off for?
Nearly 2 months.
Oh, well.
Almost sounds like you're going to miss me.
I'll miss certain parts of you.
Charming.
So, when are you off?
A couple of days.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Well, I'd love to stay and talk San Fran with you all morning, but...
Johnny Mac, can you come give me a hand?
As you can see, some of us got work to do.
Dan's examining Malik's leg.
Believe you had a lively start to the day?
Ah!
Sorry?
Yeah.
What did the head girl say about you bypassing the ED?
She's cool about it.
Hey?
Why?
Well, she never stops banging on to me about referrals, clogging up the ward.
Well, I bet she sees this case as a chance to get away from the conveyor belt for a while.
No chance. She loves her electives.
Really?
Yeah, get them in, get them out. Campbell family motto.
Right.
Well, no permanent damage.
Good.
Just a nasty bruise.
How's the patient?
Fine.
You can get dressed now.
Is there any news on the Kane boy?
Still waiting on the scans.
The mother is a right one.
Where's that?
She had the mouth on her.
Oh, right. So you're having a go now as well, are you?
What? I'm not having a go at anyone. I was just saying.
Molly Sharma, this is Miss Neela.
Hello.
Hi.
Molly's short of breath, she's got chest pain, and she's coughed up some blood.
How much? A bit. Teaspoon?
A couple, maybe.
Miss Neela will sort you out.
Hope so.
She's the best doctor in this place.
Really?
That's what she keeps telling me.
He spots the racing pages.
Follow the Gigi's mall.
A double.
We'll have to have a wee bet later on.
Full bloods and a CT scan when you're ready.
Coming right up.
The thing about our Mr. Fitch is that he's the ideal patient.
Why is that?
He's charming.
If you like that sort of thing.
It's not.
He's lucid.
That's one word for it.
But best of all, as an elective subtotal thyroidectomy booked weeks in advance, he's in and out within 48 hours tops. So let's try and keep him happy, shall we?
You're unconscious. Well, he was playing out, Mum.
Excuse me, my dear.
I can't watch him day and night.
Ah, news. I'm afraid my wallet's in my trouser pocket.
It's cool. Courtesy of the boss.
You said he couldn't move his legs. No. They haven't told me nothing.
Is it National Strangle the Language Day?
Yeah. All right. All right, Mum. Bye.
Hey.
Any news?
Not yet.
Why does everything take so long around here?
Listen, if you're going to use your phone, do you mind doing it off the ward?
Why?
You have a patient, you know?
Has he complained about me?
Not yet, I just...
Hey, you!
Yes, my dear.
My lad's in a bloody coma.
I'm very sorry.
And you're moaning to him about a poxy phone.
You have my every sympathy.
Who do you think you are, fat man?
Mrs. K.
What?
You should be with Troy.
I couldn't phone his nan from the room.
He needs you.
What if he could hear me talking about him?
Miss Campbell's right.
Cheryl marches off.
Apologies.
No need.
I can rely on you to manage this situation, can't I?
And there's no other way around it. Well, there's...
Right, fine, fine. I will be there tomorrow. Bright and early.
Molly Sharma's results.
It's just brilliant.
Problems?
Yeah, my passport's out of date.
Oh, dear.
What do you want?
Molly Sharma's scan.
Molly...
Chest pains. Likes a bet.
Jack looks at the scan.
Pulmonary embolus.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah, I do this for a living.
She doesn't have all the classic symptoms.
She coughed up blood.
Not much.
She's short of breath.
And that's about it.
It sounds pretty classic to me.
Right.
30-minute obs, 10 milligrams of warfarin.
Johnny looks at her expectantly.
Thank you.
A nurse drops a tray of instruments near Sasha.
Rocket.
Yeah, patients will be like nervous wrecks.
How about you?
How about me what?
First aid back nerves.
Well, it's like riding a bike, isn't it?
Really?
Well, an old rusty penny farthing.
Funny.
I'm fine.
But you don't have to play the tough guy, you know.
I don't suppose Mrs. Maynard and her suspected orbital cellulitis would appreciate a tough guy.
Fair enough.
So can I just get on with my job, please?
Dad?
Rachel?
I feel terrible.
Yeah, I know, I know. If you could give him some tea and take him to me mum's. Yeah. Thanks, Kez. Got to go.
Okay.
Yeah, let's try and sort the rest of the kids out.
I've got an update.
Yeah?
Scan something.
Oh, for God's sake. State of that.
Look, forget it. It's okay.
Go on. Sorry.
Once the consultant's had a proper look, she'll talk you through everything, okay?
Is he going to end up in a wheelchair?
We'll have to wait and see.
Do you know what the little gets around our way call handicapped kids?
Look, stop it.
They'll make his life a misery.
Cheryl, please. I'll get someone to clear this up, okay?
And if we continue to maintain the pace with our elective cases, with an average patient turnaround of no more than 48 hours...
Sorry.
Mr. Mallet, welcome. We should have waiting times halved before the court is out.
Excellent.
Just one case left to discuss. Troy Kane.
Troy Crane?
9 years old, suffered spinal injuries after detonating a railway warning device. Before losing consciousness, Troy complained of having no sensation in his legs. This would suggest nerve damage caused by shrapnel wounds at L3 to S1. Removal could potentially alleviate the problem. However, I am concerned by the position of these two pieces of debris, as their proximity to the great vessels means that the chances of a tear are relatively high. So, given that this is a traumatic, costly procedure with no guarantee of a positive outcome, I advise no action at present. Far less risk letting the wounds heal around the debris.
Surely surgery's worth considering.
It was, and we have.
But if we do nothing, he could lose the use of his legs.
Mr. Hamilton, perhaps you'd like to step in.
Dan steps up to study the scan more closely.
Well, any movement of the debris could result in a fatal hemorrhage.
Yeah, but if we leave it in, it could move anyway.
Well, that's a less likely scenario.
At school, in the park.
This is an exercise in damage limitation.
He could bleed to death within a few minutes.
I think it's quite clear from Miss Campbell's presentation that this is a case about risk management.
And you think his mother would be happy with that?
Obviously, she'll be given the option of surgery, but my advice will be to avoid it. Right. Are there any further questions? Good.
These targets of yours.
Of ours?
Definitely more achievable with the backing of your team.
I couldn't agree more.
So everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet, are they?
Like one big happy choir.
No problems with the boy soprano?
Not what they used to do to boy sopranos in the Sistine Chapel choir to maintain their voices.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Please tell me that was a one-off.
What was?
Well, I'm all for a good debate, but...
No, I was only asking.
We have a long battle ahead to turn Keller around, and we cannot afford petty squabbles or infighting.
I know,
After all, we are all on the same team, aren't we?
Yeah, but...
Very glad to hear it.
Mo's studying a scan.
These sarcoid cases are a pain in the backside.
Yeah?
Random symptoms, no clear diagnosis.
Do us a favour.
Oh, here we go.
I need a second opinion.
On who or what?
Molly Sharma, suspected pulmonary embolus.
Suspected by Jack Naylor?
Yeah.
You don't need a second opinion any more than I need to be flayed alive.
Will you just check her out?
Why would I want to do a stupid thing like that?
Because Jack's head's full of San Francisco and she looked at the scan for a nanosecond.
As opposed to you engaging in an ego battle with your latest squeeze.
It's about the patient.
You're full of it.
Is that a yes?
All right, get me the scan.
You're a truly amazing woman.
You owe me!
Big time! Mm.
We've weighed the evidence very carefully and it boils down to two choices. We can either try to remove the debris from Troy's spine or leave the wounds to heal around it.
Right.
If we operate, there is a risk of the debris moving, causing a dangerous bleed.
How dangerous?
Troy could die.
But if you leave it, he'll be in a wheelchair. Forever.
Well, we can't say that for sure. I know it's not an easy decision.
What are the odds of him dying if you operate?
I wouldn't like to put a figure on it.
So there's a good chance he'd make it?
Well, yes, but my advice would still be to avoid surgery.
Cheryl looks down at her son.
What would you do if it was your kid?
I'd err on the side of caution.
Malik's having to bite his lip.
All he wants to do is play football.
I know. I know.
I can't decide something like this on my own.
Which is why we're offering expert advice.
My head's battered.
You don't have to tell us right now.
No.
No. You take your time.
Okay.
Serena turns to leave the room, but Malik remains where he is.
Mr. Malik.
Malik looks at Cheryl, who's sobbing, then follows Serena out. Sasha's examining Rachel.
So when did you start feeling poorly?
This morning.
Have you eaten anything?
I'm not hungry.
Temperature's all right.
Any vomiting?
No.
Diarrhea?
Gross.
Okay. Does that hurt?
A bit. Yeah.
Is that sore?
Yeah.
Okay, what about that? All right. Okay. Damn.
What's up?
Doing surgery.
It's okay.
Well, you go. I can look after Rachel.
You sure?
Yes. You shouldn't be looking after your own daughter anyway.
Full bloods.
Yes, I know.
I'll be back as soon as I can.
Don't kiss me. You might be catching.
Okay. Bye.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. You did the right thing coming in.
What do you think's wrong with me?
Well, we'll get some blood. Then we'll take it from there.
What about Mr. Harmony and the 915?
Carrying a bit of weight.
Well, he loves the going.
True.
Is that our treble, then?
Yeah, go on.
£2 each way?
Why not?
Hello, Molly.
Hello.
This is Mo. She's just going to give you a quick once-over.
Why?
Just need to double-check a couple of things.
Just need to listen to your chest, OK?
Oh. Those couple of things.
Steady on, Mo.
OK, breathe in. And out. And in.
What's this?
I'm just doing Molly's obs.
What's up? Really?
Look,
you got a minute? You too?
Never says please, that girl.
Mo follows Johnny and Jack out.
Well, this should be good.
It's my fault.
I don't doubt that for a second.
I just want to cover all the bases.
And you want to do my job for me?
I've got more than enough work on my own today.
Yes, so many hearts to harvest, so little time.
I talked more into this.
You silver-tongued devil, you.
Please take it out on me.
And I'd agree with that 100%.
You can run along now.
Mo leaves.
Are you trying to embarrass me?
No,
maybe it's stupid in front of your friend.
Not at all.
Does she know?
What?
About us.
No.
Good, keep it that way.
Why? Are you ashamed of me?
I don't want people yakking about something that's going nowhere.
Fine.
If you have anything else to say about my patient, say it to my face.
Mr. Finch.
My name?
Just to let you know, theatre is running like clockwork.
Glad to hear it.
So we should have you in there late afternoon.
Marvellous.
Well, Mr. Mallet will be assisting.
Ah, my paper boy. And, when can I head home?
Oh, all things being equal, tea time tomorrow.
God bless the NHS.
Doctor.
Excuse me. Had a chance to think.
Yeah.
Well?
I'll do what you said.
Are you sure?
You're the doctor.
I think that's a very wise decision.
What happens now?
We'll keep Troy under close observation till he regains consciousness.
Right.
And then we'll look at our options.
Options?
There is still a chance he'll be okay. Look, I'm sure Mr. Malik can answer any questions that you may have.
Serena walks off. Jack's on the computer checking out the Medical Research Center in San Francisco.
Don't mean to interfere, but...
You're going to anyway.
The warfarin's having no effect whatsoever on Molly Sharma.
Yet.
Yet?
Thank you.
Will you look at the scans again?
Do you know what I can't stand?
No, but I bet you're about to tell me.
That rare, obnoxious breed of nurse who thinks they know better than a highly skilled surgeon.
Look, I know you've got a head full of the Golden Gate Bridge right now, but if you
what?
Just... Please. Give this a minute of your time.
He marches out, leaving the tablet computer with the scan on it on Jack's desk. She picks it up.
Hey, Dan, can I ask you something?
About?
The Kane case.
Fire away.
If you were in charge, would you have recommended surgery?
Good question.
Well?
Well, it's borderline.
But you think you'd get him through?
Well, there's more chance of survival than of...
And you'd push to operate?
Probably.
So Campbell got it wrong?
I didn't say that.
No?
It's a judgment call.
And she played safe.
She's the boss.
But why?
Who knows? It's her prerogative.
Yeah.
Welcome to our brave new world.
Jack comes to find Molly.
Oh, come on. Come on, Percy. Come on, boy. Yes. Go on. Yes! Sorry about that. Good news? Johnny.
Yeah?
Percy Filth came in.
Great stuff.
What?
It's a horse.
Oh. One down, two to go. Right, well, on a more serious note, I'm afraid the warfarin we gave you hasn't had much effect. Why is that? That's what we need to find out.
Right.
I've re-examined your scan, but it's inconclusive.
I thought it was an embolism.
That's what my money's still on.
What do you think?
I think you should listen to Miss Naylor.
We need to take a closer look at whatever it is in there.
How do you mean?
Surgery.
An operation?
There's nothing to worry about.
5 minutes ago, I just needed my blood thinning.
Have you eaten today?
No.
Good. Book a room for theatre.
Thanks for that.
For what?
Listening.
Don't be ridiculous.
Sasha runs back up to AAU and comes over to Chrissy.
Hey, how is she?
She's the same.
So you get the bloods?
Yep.
And?
No sign of infection.
How's the temperature?
Normal.
Do you think it's appendicitis or something?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, there's no inflammation, so that should rule out Crohn's.
What do you want to do about it? You better deal with that.
No, no, just keep her under wraps for now, okay?
Yeah.
Jack's operating on Molly.
So you and this horse racing syndicate, then?
Sorry?
With Johnny Boy and his mate here.
No, no, I didn't.
Just thought it might be a sideline to your little diagnostics operation.
There is no diagnostics.
Is this how it worked on your last firm?
How what worked?
You and him, little and large.
We're not joined at the hip.
Glad to hear it.
I'm well aware he can be a pain.
Oh, I know.
Jack frowns as she studies the inside of Mo's chest.
Damn it.
What? It's not an embolus.
Cheryl's with Troy. She turns to see Malik peering in from the door.
Sorry.
He's football mad.
Yeah?
Great little player.
What position?
Striker.
A little goal poacher, eh?
Yeah. Lives for his footy.
Look, I bought you these.
Oh, thanks.
I guess your size, so.
Must look like a rat tramp in my slippers.
No, it's just with them getting wet, you know?
She puts on the surgical clogs.
Do you think I've done the right thing?
It's not for me to say.
Your boss does.
We just give you the facts.
Yeah, but you must have an opinion.
Look, you've got to make your own decision.
She seemed dead certain.
I'm sure she is.
But what if I've got it wrong?
Troy won't blame you, whatever you decide to do.
I mean, she only said there was a chance it could go wrong. Not that...
This is about you and your son. It doesn't matter what we think or how much it costs or anything else. You're his mother. So you need to make up your mind and decide what's best for the both of you. If you want this operation, then you go for it.
Cheryl looks at him and nods. Mo grabs hold of Johnny as he's walking down a corridor.
Oi! I've always wanted a dislocated shoulder.
You all right?
About?
Molly Sharma. It was a tumour.
You don't have to sound so pleased about it.
Sorry, I'm not, but you should have seen Jack's face.
Really?
Mortified doesn't even begin to describe it.
And what did she say?
Not much. Shot off to the lab like a rat up a drainpipe.
Oh, dear.
Not as invincible as she makes out, huh?
It doesn't look like it, no.
Serena's office.
Come.
Sorry to bother you.
No problem.
I need a word about Troy.
Right.
Jack follows Johnny into a lift.
Give a monkey a typewriter.
Sorry?
Don't pretend you haven't heard.
About?
Molly Sharma's tumour.
Oh, that.
Don't look so smug.
About an old woman's tumour.
Pious is even worse.
I'm just glad you got it early.
Yeah, well, we'll see how early when the section comes back.
You shouldn't take it to heart.
Excuse me?
You've got a lot on. You're bound to be distracted.
What?
We all make mistakes.
God almighty, one lucky call and you think you're Hippocrates.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Let's get this straight, shall we? Me consultant, you nursey.
Fine. You won't mind giving Molly the bad news, then?
Hi, I'm calling about one of your pupils, Rachel Levy. I'm afraid she's not very well. Actually, she's in hospital. No, we're not sure yet. I'm her father's partner. Oh, right, I didn't realise. That's a shame. Yeah, I'll make sure her father knows. We'll keep you posted. Thanks.
Serena marches into the gents' toilets to find Malik.
Whoa, excuse me.
Mr. Malik.
Did you not see the sign on the door?
Troy Kane's mother's opted for surgery after all.
Okay.
Don't suppose you had anything to do with it?
No.
A woman like that doesn't change her mind on a personal whim.
Woman like what?
Who's easily suggestible.
I didn't suggest anything to her, right?
No.
I just said that she should make up her own mind.
I was under the impression she already had.
She was worried sick that
What's
son...
the issue here, Malik?
I'm just looking out for my patient.
Oh, so what am I doing?
Thing is, I'm more interested in treating patients than meeting targets.
Snappy soundbite. You should write speeches for a living.
Look, I'm sorry if bringing a badly injured kid onto your ward has messed up your performance, Char.
Now we're getting somewhere.
But that's no reason to push his mother into a decision that suits you.
Right. That's what I did, is it? Thank you for enlightening me.
She strides out. Chrissy comes over to Sarah's bed.
How are you doing?
The same.
Sorry about the gown.
It's okay.
Not exactly designer.
I'm not into labels.
So me and your dad were thinking it might be appendicitis.
Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes patients don't have fever or nausea.
Really?
Just the stomach pain.
Right.
And if it persists, we generally take them out.
Do you?
Yeah, it's nothing to worry about. It's just a routine operation.
I'm not worried. My dad's told me loads about surgery.
But if there was something that you were worrying about...
Like what?
Anything on your mind, now would be the time to tell us.
Don't know what you mean. Sorry, Chrissy. I'm not very good with riddles.
Fine.
Chrissy turns and walks off. Jack comes up to Molly.
Mrs. Sharma, how are you feeling?
Like Shergar, after they cut him up for pig swill. Was it what you thought then?
No.
Oh.
We found a mass in your artery.
Well, what's a mass when it's at home?
It's a growth.
I don't like the sound of that.
We've removed it.
So it's all sorted?
We need to find out what it is first.
But you said it was a growth.
I've sent a frozen section to the lab.
So you still don't know?
We will, shortly.
So much for you being the best doctor around here.
We're rushing the test through.
I should think so.
There's not much more that we can do at this stage.
You could have got it right in the first place.
But I didn't.
No. You didn't.
Jack glances at Johnny, then walks away.
I'm just not convinced it's the best approach.
Fine, I totally trust your judgment. Mr. Malik, join the party. Oh,
do you know what? I think maybe you're right.
It has been known. We were just debating how best to get at the debris around Troy Kane's spine without killing him.
Yeah?
Looks like we've plumped for the transabdominal route.
Either way, it's going to prove mighty tricky.
Unless you concur with Mr. Hamilton's initial impulse.
Me?
It'd be good to hear your thoughts.
I'd have to,
Especially as you'll be assisting Mr. Hamilton in theatre.
What? What?
Given how hard you pushed for surgery, it seems only fair that you should get the gig.
What? You're not doing it?
You never said that you wouldn't be in theatre.
You don't need me in there.
And that's all right with you?
Fine. Not sure we can handle
this
it.
This is what the job's all about. Seeing a case through from start to finish.
Great.
Oh, and make sure you stick around afterwards. And if things don't go according to plan, we'll need you to handle the mother. Right. I'll leave you boys to it.
Dan and Malik leave her office.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hope.
Don't let me down.
I won't.
Give it a year, she'll be running the place.
What's this, a group huddle?
Hanson told me about your little jaunt to the US.
Bit more than a jaunt.
Anyway, Mo here will be taking on your patient list.
Well, I might be wrong, but I don't think she's a consultant.
Obviously, I will be overseeing the cases.
Right.
She's promised to try and keep most of them out of the morgue.
I'm sure you'll do a great job.
Thank you. Well, you're a fast worker.
I aim to please.
As Johnny walks off...
How's your bet going?
Second horse in our treble came in. Isn't it, Mo?
Romped home. Well, bully for everyone.
Sasha.
Sorry. It's been absolute chaos. How's my little girl?
She's the same.
Maybe she's suffering from a laparoscopy.
I think there's something you should know first.
What now?
I called her school today.
Why?
To let them know where she was.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Should have done it myself.
It seems that she missed a history exam today.
What?
I'm not saying the two things are connected.
But you're saying the two things are connected.
It's a bit of a coincidence.
But the symptoms?
Her dad's a surgeon.
How hard is it to fake appendicitis?
What am I going to do?
Talk to her?
Yeah, right, OK. Fancy riding shotgun?
Of course.
OK. Let's do it.
They head over to Rachel to find her vomiting.
Rachel? OK, OK. All right, OK. OK. Right, that's it. Paige, Luke Hemingway, I want you in theatre now.
Cheryl finds Malik at Troy's bedside.
You're taking him for his operation?
Soon.
Your boss really seems like she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And you'll be in there with him, won't you?
Of course.
Good.
You need to sign the consent form.
Okay.
Just there.
Cheryl signs.
Just being the chapel.
Yeah?
Not normally religious, but...
Me neither.
Can't do any harm.
No.
Jack heads over to Molly's bedside.
Mrs. Sharma.
Why don't you call me Molly, like everyone else?
We've got your results.
Where's Johnny?
He's off doing his nurse duties.
Let it be good news.
I'm afraid it isn't. You had a malignant sarcoma growing on your pulmonary valve.
Malignant? That's the bad one.
Yes. We managed to remove the whole tumour.
I've got a tumour as well.
No, the sarcoma is the tumour.
Right.
So, we'll get you started on radiotherapy as soon as we can.
Is that it?
There isn't really much more I can tell you at this time.
No?
Do you want to talk to someone?
Oh, I'm talking to you, aren't I?
I meant a counsellor.
I need counselling for the way I've been messed around today.
Well, if there's anything else I can
just
do...
leave me and my tumour or my sarcoma or whatever it's called in peace.
Mr. Fitch spots Malik passing.
Looks like you're stuck with me a while longer.
Sorry?
The lovely Miss Campbell tells me I've been bumped onto tomorrow's theatre list.
All right.
Still, all in a good cause.
Yeah.
I hope the boy pulls through.
Cheers.
You off to theatre?
Yeah.
Best of luck.
As Malik walks off, Dan and Johnny exchange glances. Sarah sees Chrissy preparing a large needle.
Your dad signed the consent form?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He can't do the procedure himself. He's not allowed.
Right.
So he's got one of the other surgeons to kindly switch ops.
What's that?
This. It's just a pre-op jab.
I hate needles.
It won't hurt. So if you just roll over. Once I've given you this, I'll take you down to the theatre myself.
As Chrissy's about to inject her...
Stop! OK, you win.
I win what? It's only a small pinprick.
I don't need an operation, all right? I made myself sick.
Tease up.
You're a good lad.
I had the bad news.
Wasn't expecting that when I packed my nightie this morning.
How you doing?
Bit of a shock to the system.
It's going to be.
Didn't help hearing it from your mate.
No.
Cold as ice, that one.
I wouldn't go that far.
First she got it completely wrong, and then she tells me like it's nothing.
I'm sure she didn't mean to upset.
Can I get a new doctor?
You can.
What about that pregnant girl? She's nice.
It'd have to be another consultant.
Who is there?
Why not stick with Miss Neela?
Do you reckon?
I'd want her on my side every time.
I don't know.
Give her another chance. For me.
Go on, then.
Johnny spots Jack and runs after her.
What did you say to Molly Sharma?
About?
Her results.
I just gave her the facts.
The facts. Great.
Sorry, am I missing something here?
Other than her tumour.
They raffled off the director of surgery job.
She's upset.
Of course she is. She's got cancer.
Well, you're all heart, aren't you?
That's me, all right.
That
Rachel, sit down here, please.
Do you realise how difficult it's been for your dad the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Chrissy, let me handle this, please.
You don't understand.
I understand only too well.
Can you see the trouble you've caused?
And all for a history exam.
It's not about the exam.
Well, then what?
It's about you getting stabbed and me not being able to sleep and having nightmares. And just being really scared that I'm going to lose you.
Rachel.
I couldn't face going to school today.
You're not going to lose me.
Okay? I'm worried about you.
Well, there's no need.
Someone nearly killed you.
Does your mum know all this?
She wouldn't listen.
No, that's not fair.
Not like you.
You should have said something to me.
She'd have made me go in today.
What am I going to do with you?
We'll have to say she's made a miraculous recovery.
Can I stay with you tonight?
Well, you'd have to hang around here a while longer. Get your old man in action. But yes, of course you can stay.
Thanks, Dad.
Excellent. Welcome, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
All set?
Malik looks down at Troy's face.
Yeah.
Ah, we have an audience.
Don't mind me. I'm just here to observe.
Jack comes over to Molly's bedside.
Mrs. Sharma.
Molly doesn't respond to her.
Molly. Yes. I'm sorry if my bedside manner left a bit to be desired earlier.
A bit?
I don't set out to upset my patients.
Must come natural.
Anyway, apologies.
I nearly changed doctors, you know.
There's absolutely no need for that.
But Johnny talked me out of it.
Is that right?
It wasn't so much you getting it wrong that bothered me. I mean, no one's perfect.
But?
Couldn't you just try and be nicer to people?
Excuse me.
Jack follows Johnny out.
What now?
I don't need some bloke in a girl's job fighting my battles.
I'm sorry you've lost me.
Your mate, Molly.
Last time I'd do someone a favour.
I don't need your favours.
Really?
Just stay out of my business.
Should be too hard for the next couple of months.
No.
Miss Naylor.
What?
Does that mean our NHS meeting is off?
I've got an emergency valve replacement.
Till when?
9.
I'll be stock taking in the med stores just after that.
I'll bear that in mind.
How's that abdominal route working out for you?
Fine.
Less chance of disturbing those nasty little shards.
Excellent call.
Thank you.
Once we've got this clipped off, I'll stabilise the great vessels and you can sort that shrapnel. Okay, tie it off.
Malik reaches in to tie it off.
Scissors.
He glances up at Dan nervously.
Damn it.
What?
The knot didn't hold.
You try again.
I'm sorry, I...
Come on, let's not fall at the first.
All right.
Malik clamps, then attempts to tie the knot again.
Steady. Don't want any of that debris on the move.
Scissors.
Malik cuts, then removes the scissors.
Okay, I got it.
Looking good.
Jack's in another operating theatre.
To a Tychron. Look lively. In a hurry.
If I am.
Got something interesting on? Well, at least there were no nasty surprises this time.
Back in Troy's operation.
Okay. Spine's clear.
Right.
Away you go.
You'll need some forceps.
Nice and quiet, everyone.
Keep away from the great vessels.
Okay. And no.
Carefully, Malik removes the first piece of shrapnel. He shoots Dan a nervous glance. Then he reaches in to try and retrieve the next piece. He drops it into the tray. He manages to get the third piece out and drops that into the tray. Then he reaches in again. His hand quivers slightly.
It's not moving. Do I keep going?
Mr. Hamilton?
We need that last piece out before it does any more damage.
It's hooked.
Is it in the disc space?
It's no good.
It needs to come out.
Look, it won't budge.
Any thoughts?
Finish what you started, Mr. Mallet.
Fine. Give me that clamp.
A nurse hands him the clamp. He inserts it into the incision. Finally, he removes the last piece of shrapnel. He holds it up in the forceps and looks at it. It has a sharp, hooked edge.
Nicely done.
He places it in the tray.
Let's close him up.
Johnny's on the computer. He glances up at the clock, which says 5 to 9, and smiles.
Johnny!
Yeah?
Our horse is running in a minute.
Let us know how it gets on.
Aren't you going to listen to the race with me?
In the scrub room.
You going to speak to the mother?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Dan walks out, and Serena comes to find Malik.
Got there in the end?
Just about.
It was good work.
What about the last piece of shrapnel?
You avoided a bleed.
You think it could have damaged the spine?
Well, that's anyone's guess.
She leaves, and Malik looks worried. Now he's wheeling Troy out of theatre.
How is he?
He came through the op, okay.
Oh, thank God for that. Will he wake up now?
We don't know. But he's still being anaesthetised for the time being.
Did she get all the shrapnel out?
I did, yeah.
You did?
Myself and Mr. Hamilton did the op.
I thought your boss was doing it.
No.
Anyway, it went well.
There was a slight complication.
What?
A piece of the debris may have moved when we were taking it out.
What does that mean?
Hopefully there was no damage done, but...
No. But what have I done?
We just have to wait and
see. I should have listened to your boss.
No. Believe me, Cheryl. You did the right thing.
Chrissy comes into the AAU office and pulls out Rachel's earphones.
What are you doing?
I could ask you the same thing.
I was listening to that.
What a nice little setup here, haven't you?
What?
Meanwhile, your father is out there trying to help people who are actually sick.
I explained...
Drop the teenage trauma.
What is your problem?
The way you're treating your dad.
Just leave me alone.
This has got nothing to do with you worrying about him, has it?
Yeah.
This is to do with you missing an exam.
Don't talk crap.
Go on, admit it. I won't tell him.
I'm not admitting anything to some tanorexic nurse.
So now we're getting somewhere.
Just get lost.
Do you realise how selfish you're being?
Listen to the evil stepmother.
I thought you were old enough to know better.
You don't know anything about me.
I didn't until today.
If you think you've got any chance coming between me and my dad, you must be mental.
I don't want to come between anyone, but I will not stand around and let his own child make a fool of him.
Chrissy marches off. Jack steps into the store cupboard and glances round. Then she checks her mobile. It's 9:04. Looking slightly put out, she sighs and folds her arms.
Come on, come on.
Come on, Mr. Harmony. Come on.
Come on.
He's going to do it.
Come on.
Yes! Get in there.
Didn't think he'd make it.
That's nearly 50 quid between us.
Happy days. Mwah.
Johnny notices that it's nearly 9:10. Molly begins to sob.
What's up, Mom?
Do you think it's a good omen?
He glances at the clock again, then sits down on her bed and puts his arm around her. Jack's pacing up and down in the store cupboard. She checks her mobile again, which says 9:10. Then she strides out. Dan's checking Troy's reflexes. His feet aren't moving at all.
What's the score?
Please.
He's going to be all right.
Just give me...
Oh, I can't stand this.
I'm afraid there's no response.
What?
There's more tests we can do.
What do you mean, no response?
But at this point...
Is he going to walk again?
It's too early to tell.
It hasn't worked, has it?
We just don't know.
I can see it in your eyes.
Let's get him extubated and then...
We put him through all this for absolutely nothing.
Fuming, Cheryl marches out and straight up to Malik.
Some doctor you are.
Cheryl?
You promised me.
What happened?
You said it was for the best. That I've done the right thing.
What's the matter?
The test didn't work.
What test?
He's never going to walk again.
Look, it's
I know he isn't! Have died in there.
No.
That's a kid's life you've been messing with. Who do you think you are?
She walks off, and Malik turns to look at Serena. Johnny arrives at the store cupboard. When he realizes Jack's not there, he looks disappointed. He turns to leave. Then he rests his head against one of the metal shelves.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Yeah? I couldn't help but overhear your contretemps with our angry young mum.
And?
Well, look, I've had a lot of abuse thrown at me over the years. From the dock, from the courtroom steps. You mustn't take it to heart, old son. It's just sound and fury. Sound and fury.
Thanks.
Malik walks off, and Mr. Fitch goes back to his crossword. Malik sits down at the nurse's station, looking thoroughly disheartened. Serena slides her chair over to him.
How would you like to get out of the firing line for the rest of the day?
What?
Only a couple of jobs left in theatre.
I'm fine.
There's no shame in taking a breather, you know.
She leaves him to it. Jack's come to find Molly.
Hello.
I just wanted to talk you through what happens next.
Don't like the sound of that.
I'll be handing you over to an oncologist in the next day or two.
One with manners?
Actually, you want one with talent.
I'll take what I'm given.
Well, that's normally how it works.
It's fine by me.
But I'd like you to see this guy.
Why?
Because he's one of the best.
In the hospital?
In the country. I've called him, and he's happy to put you on his list, okay?
Thank you, Doctor.
Jack smiles and walks off. Molly looks down at the business card in disbelief.
Anything on there for me?
I think I'll join you.
I'm going to have to take Rachel back in the morning.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
So you're okay with Daniel?
Yeah, can't wait to see him.
At least he doesn't answer back.
Not yet.
If I said anyway, this would be a cakewalk.
I had forgotten what teenage girls were like.
Well, you better get used to it.
I'll do my best.
I'm serious.
I know.
Last few weeks have made me realise we need to spend more time together as a family.
Yeah?
Yeah. All of us.
Once you're back in the groove at work.
Yeah, of course. I just want you and the girls to be close. It would mean the world to me.
Cheryl finds Malik at Troy's bedside.
What are you doing here?
Look, I wanted to talk to you.
I don't want you anywhere near him.
I'm sorry if you feel...
You're lucky I don't sue you. What's the funny?
Nothing, I...
Troy?
Troy's coming round.
Troy?
Oh?
Oh, son.
What happened?
You hurt your back.
The doctor's going to talk to you about that, okay?
Yeah.
Not you.
I'll get Miss Campbell.
As Malik turns to leave...
Wait.
What?
His feet. Look. They moved.
So?
She uncovers his feet.
Can you feel your feet, Troy?
Of course.
Definitely.
Calling me a liar?
No, I'm not, son.
He's gonna be all right.
Certainly a good sign.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
She hugs Malik, then goes back over to Troy. Johnny comes to find Jack in the consultant's office.
You off?
Yep.
Hectic day?
Certainly was.
He shuts the door behind him.
Never made the med store then?
No.
I was there.
Were you?
Bit late, but...
Oh, well.
Thank you for sorting Molly out, by the way.
With what?
The oncologist.
Wow, that woman cannot hold her water.
Right then. See you tomorrow.
No, you won't.
Why not?
Hanson gave me the rest of the week off to prep for the States.
Right. See you in a few weeks then.
6.
I hope it all goes well.
It will. By the way, that was the first misdiagnosis I've made in about 10 years.
I'm sure it was. Enjoy yourself.
Serena comes out of Troy's room to find Malik.
Everything okay?
He'll be back terrorizing the locals in no time.
Good.
Feeling vindicated?
No, just relieved.
This story could have had a much darker ending.
I know.
I realize, of course, you were driven by your strong sense of injustice.
Look, I just wanted
to... Fight for the underdog, stand up for the disenfranchised and disempowered.
I get it, all right? I may have laid it on a little thick.
Something you should know about me. I don't like to make assumptions about people or what their prejudices may or may not be. I'm sure you're the same, aren't you? Council estate, Eton, makes no difference to me. A patient's a patient, a doctor is a doctor. Everything else is irrelevant.
I agree.
Well then, till tomorrow.